He's generous in his words, he's generous in his approach, he's generous in his thinking, he's generous in his style. Everything, a person that is generous, a person will display it in different types. So generosity is not only restricted to wealth, but is restricted, a person has got knowledge, he's got some type of ilm, he'll share his ilm. A person is not a very learned person, but he's got experience behind him. So many years of experience he's got, he'll share his experiences. So all this is part of generosity. So the chapter that we're doing is giving preference to others and comforting others. We did a very beautiful hadith yesterday. Nabi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, jaa rajulun lin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqala inni majhudun. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that one person came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, inni majhudun, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm in constraints, I'm in difficulty due to hunger. فَأَرْسَلَ إِلَىٰ بَعْضِ نِسَائِهِ فَقَالَتْ وَالَّذِي بَعْثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ مَا عِنْدِي إِلَّا مَاءٌ. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the first thing he did was he sent a message to one of his wives that send some food or arrange for some food. So she replied, she sent a message back that I take an oath in that person that has sent you with the throat tight. In other words, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there is nothing at home except water. ثُمْ أَرْسَلَ إِلَىٰ أُخْرَىٰ. Then he sent a message to another wife. فَقَالَتْ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. The answer came back exactly like the first. That there is nothing at home except water. حَتَّى قُلْنَا كُلُّهُنَّ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. Until he sent a message to every home, every wife of his, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sent a message. And the same answer came back that we take, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَكَ بِالْحَقْ مَا عِنْدِي إِلَّا مَا. We take a oath in that person that has sent you with truth, with the haqq. That there isn't anything with us except water. This was the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing besides water. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من يضيف هذا الليلة. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم then announced that who will take this person and be his host for the night? Who will be his host? فقال رجل من الأنصار أنا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. One man from the Ansar said that I will be his host tonight. His name was Abu Talha رضي الله عنه. فانطلق به إلى رحله فقال لامرأته أكرمي ضيف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he took him and he went with him to his house, and when he went home he told his wife that honor the guest of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. This was the hearts they had. They didn't see who this person was. He was a stranger, or suddenly he's coming to our house, how can we entertain him? But this is the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Told his wife, you entertain the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ قَالَ لِمْرَأَتِي هَلْ عِنْدَكَ شَيْءٌ. In another riwayat it comes that he asked his wife, do you have anything? So first, not like us, fridge is full, and then we're still deciding whether we should entertain any guest. But there was, one or two, he didn't even know whether he had anything. He came home and he's asking his wife, is there anything? فَقَالَتْ لَا إِلَّا قُوتَ صِبْيَانِ. So she replied, no, there isn't anything except that food that I got for the children. قَالَ فَعَلِّيلِهِمْ بِشَيْءٍ وَإِذَا أَرَادُوا الْعَشَاءَ فَنَوِّمِيهِمْ. So then he told her that what you do is something, and when they want to eat, when that time is a little later when they want to eat, now what you do, make them sleep. So now he's making a plan to see how he can entertain and give preference to the guest over himself and his own family. وَإِذَا دَخَلَ ضَيْفُنَا فَأَطْفِي سِرَاجٍ. And when our guest now eventually comes to eat, then what you do is switch off the lantern. وَأَرِيهِ أَنَّا نَأْكُلْ. And then we'll make as though, we'll show him as though we are eating. صَعَدُوا وَأَكَلَ الضَّيْفُ وَبَاتَ طَاوِبِينَ. So what happened is this person came and he sat down and they all went to eat, they all went to sleep hungry. As I mentioned yesterday, one is once you yourself remain hungry for the night, that in itself is a sacrifice for a stranger. But to see your own children sleeping hungry, and to see your own wife sleeping hungry, your own family sleeping hungry, because of somebody who was a stranger, this is such a high level of iman. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحَ غَدَى عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. When it was morning, then he went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَقَالَ لَقَدْ عَجَبَ اللَّهُ مِنْ صَنِيعِكُمَا بِضَيْفِكُمَا اللَّيْلَةَ. In the morning when Abu Talha radiallahu anhu went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was impressed with the way you had treated your guest. So this is the spirit of Islam. A person is prepared to forego his right. It's not all about greed, it's always how I can get more. It's how we can spend and how we can share with others. Today's hadith shows us that when a person has this type of attitude, what does Allah Pak do in return? وعنه means عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طعام الاثنين كافي الثلاثة. That when people show that type of love and that communal love, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically increases the barakat. To us it appears that it's going away, but Allah Pak is increasing the barakah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that the food of two people that are eaten together, in other words, two people that are eating together, their food is sufficient for three people. وَطَعَامُ الثَّلَاثَةِ كَافِ الْأَرْبَعِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. And the food of three people is sufficient for four. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لِمُسْلِمٍ عَنْ جَابِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. In the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, this riwayat comes, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال طعام الواحد. The food of one person, when he's eating together with, in communal, in other words, the people are eating together, the family is eating together, or friends, they're sitting together and eating, not eating on their own, each one, like the English style, where each one comes into the house, the son comes his own time, the mother comes her own time, the husband eats his own. So this is not like that. Everyone sits together and they eat together. What this does is it enhances barakat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, ta'amul wahidi yakfil isneen. The food of one person is sufficient for two people. Wa ta'amul isneeni yakfil arba'. The food of two people will suffice for four. So now automatically there's barakat coming in at home. Wa ta'amul arba'ati yakfis samaniya. And the food of four people will suffice eight people. This is when a person eats together. This shows that Islam encourages this communal, this brotherhood, not that every person does his own thing. And this is something unique in Islam, where there's always that love and everyone sits together and they eat together. It doesn't have to be from one plate, but the fact that they're sitting together and they're eating together, this in itself will increase the barakat. And ulama explained that many people complain that they don't get full, they have to continuously eat. Every now and then they got to double out something, find something. This is one of the nuskhas, one of the prescriptions of helping a person get over that. That when he eats, he says Bismillah, he reads dua before eating, and everyone eats together. Everyone doesn't eat separately. Sometimes you find that people have got their own style in their home. One person's coming late, one person's coming earlier, some person wants to settle. We should actually encourage in the home that everyone sits together. And from this hadith we see how much of barakat it is when everyone sits together and eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should come early for Jumu'ah salah. Make it a point of reading our sunnah before and after the Jumu'ah salah. And we should try and read Surah Kahf. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.